This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged, being involved, being engaged, that kind of thing. You know, get involved. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Leave me a note. Give me your email address. That would be nice, wouldn't it? I keep asking for it. I'm going to start begging for it soon. But just leave me, you know, we send out one email a week, let you know what's going on, what we're going to be talking about, sometimes the people we're going to have on the show. You can also send me a text, let me know that you want to get notified. Just send TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. According to Teen Vogue, they say, the idea that the body is male or female is just wrong. It's just flat-out wrong. Teen Magazine's Teen Vogue is at it again. Now, for any of you who have teenagers, don't let them read this toilet paper. Right? I mean, seriously. The video, and I'm not going to play it. I may play a little bit of it because I don't know where the bombs are. And I think there was one or two I heard earlier, but it's a five-minute video. And the video is titled, Five Common Misconceptions About Sex and Gender. It proposes that binary is nothing but bull. The video features a group of speakers telling teenagers that traditional gender roles are just not scientific. The speakers scoff at the idea that a person with a penis has to be a boy and a person with a vagina has to be a natural girl. Well, what would it be? I mean, I would love to hear what they have to say. Do they want to let that person define everything? Yes. Whatever you feel is what you is. Some of the sage comments include that Belgian model Hannah Gabby O'Deal, who is seen saying, I'm here to tell you that binary is bull. Next up, author Katrina Kirk. Causes sneers at the idea that sex typically refers to your biological traits. She goes on to insist that gender is not about binary sexes, but is instead about ideas. And they say we don't believe in science. They say that Christians don't believe in science. It does have a scientific tidbit in it, right? We all have characteristics that are typically male and typically female, and it's really about political choices, right? Along with social factors, ideological choices, that we assign meaning to different parts of our body, right? I'm a male because, I don't know, of some kind of social factor, or maybe because I'm a Republican. The ideological choices that I've made, that's what makes me a male. No, I was born with the parts and pieces of the male species. That simple. The video went on to say that over history, the location or the idea of what determined one's true sex shifted. See, these people are like really, really, really scary because they believe this stuff. Right? Just like they believe the Democrats and Republicans shifted parties in the late 60s. Well, that would mean that Jimmy Carter, that you take all that credit for, he was really a Republican. I mean, if they shifted in the 60s, if everybody flip-flopped in the late 60s, think of all those Democrats that you love so much that we got. Saying that a person with an XY chromosome is only male is a narrow way to look at the diverse range of chromosomes. Wow. Now we're stretching, right? Too many people still believe that there is such a thing as a true sex and that it comes from your chromosomes. It's not. These people are brain surgeons, don't they? So now they don't believe in science, right? They accuse guys like me of not believing in science, but really they're the ones. They also insist that a trans woman is a woman. She's not tricking anyone, and her body parts are female body parts, the video says. So it's just amazing to me that they keep going down this road. They keep pushing. It goes back to, it's almost like if they say it enough, then it must be true, right? Unreal. Again, it just never stops. Look, you can't have it all. I mean, you can have it always, yes. But you can't have it always. You can't make up science as you go. The babies aren't babies. That they're not viable at 20 weeks. And, you know, they're talking about making it, or Planned Parenthood would love to see it happen at 24 weeks, abortions. But science says they're viable at 19 weeks, 18 weeks. Science actually says they are human at conception. But nobody talks about that. So when do we use it? When don't we? When is science an acceptable form to use as proof, or when isn't it? Just asking. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being, you know, part of the conversation as a whole. Hundreds have lined up. You know, California, the legislature only does like two things, right? They sit around all day and try to figure out how to come up with these just off-the-wall gender-slash-sex-slash-orientation laws. Just nuts. Let's not deal with anything else. Let's just deal with those. So hundreds of parents, they went to speak to their legislators. It was not good. So we'll see your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Being Bart. Yes, please, be Bart. Being part of the solution. Oh, God bless America. Being part of the solution, seriously. There's so much going on in the news. There are so many different things happening. Right? You can't keep up with it all. And especially here in California. I mean, we are out of control here. When you think about all the, you know, I had a long, spirited conversation about education in the state of California. I don't know how many of you know about charter schools and what they're all about. Charter schools are a form of public school, a little more focused on a certain issue. When a charter school comes in from a charter school, hey, it's not a private school. It's an extension of the public schools, period. I keep wanting to call it somewhat private, but it's not. Well, the state of California, my humble opinion, is trying to close them down for all intents and purposes. And I was one of those kids, I don't know about the rest of you, you know, we're always screaming about education. But I was one of those kids, if it wasn't for the industrial school, that's what they used to call them back then, that I went to and the places I hung out, and then when I went to regular high school, the shop classes, I would have been one of those kids that definitely would have gone down the wrong road and stayed there. I hated education. I know a lot of kids who hate education. Then you get them into the wood shop, you get them into metal, you get them into automotive. And all of a sudden their attitude changes. But even that's not good enough. You can't just give them a 45-minute class a day of automotive. That might be something they want to do. I can't tell you how many guys I knew that went became electricians, and then somewhere down the road decided they want to be an electrical contract. I'm an electrical engineer. Guess what they have to do at that point? They just go back to school, and they're okay with it because they see something that makes sense. We shove the kids in school in this country like, you know, this is the way it is. This is the only way it is to learn. It's wrong. We've got to find better ways to do this. But back to my story. We've got the California legislature driven by the unions to a big degree to shut down / limit these schools because they don't like this. You know, listen, some of them are extremely successful and some of them are terrible. Just terrible. Have no business being open. And they can tell you that this is so you have more oversight. But I don't believe that that's true at all. I believe they don't like them. I believe that they're more successful in some areas than the traditional public school, and that makes them nervous. And the person I was talking to today said, you know, you try to hit the teacher or ding the teacher when the kids aren't doing well. Well, look at we've seen the numbers. You see kids that move, you know, a lot of kids grow up in the same neighborhood, right? So they go through 5th, 6th, 7th grade together. If you have a majority of a class that takes a nosedive, and this teacher seems to have a habit of taking a nosedive, the kids take a nosedive when they get to that person, that particular teacher, it's time to start looking into what that teacher's doing or not doing. Is it not? And again, some kids can't sit in a traditional school 6 hours a day. And because of the way ed code is, the way the laws are written, you can't easily change that. Not at a school district level. So either you shut up in California and you give teachers or you give school districts more flexibility to handle things like career tech education, what we used to call industrial arts, handle some specialty programs, or, you know, just put a second set of handcuffs on because that's what you're doing. Yes, I'm being somewhat vague because for me to go into real detail would take me forever. But again, you know, California has a charter. Well, a lot of states have charter school systems. And a lot of times they're filling in where the regular school district can't help, can't take it on. And some of those kids, frankly, in charter schools, again, not all, but some of them, they can't handle a regular school environment. We don't want them to. If they can't handle it and they're not going to learn and they're going to feel out of, don't do it to them. Don't force them to do it. School teaching hasn't changed in what, 200 years? For all intents and purposes, you sit down, you read out of a book, you learn, you get lectured to, you get spoken to, you go home, you do a little homework. Really? I'd like to see some more of the traditional, old-fashioned vocational training schools. I'd like to see public schools go into a third of the school is nothing but trades. When I say trades, I'm not just talking about carpentry and plumbing. I don't care if it's computer technology repair, solar panel repair. I don't care. You come up with the most needed, not the most wanted, but the most needed trade areas and let's get on it. Let them spend 3 hours a day doing their trade and the other 2 hours a day doing academics. Because they're using some of the academics in their trade, are they not? They're reading, applying math. But that's too much to think about. Because it'll all boil back. What I have seen in my time, when I'm off, and I'm not gonna, and when I'm no longer a trustee of the school district, and it doesn't directly affect the people I work with, the book I'm going to write will be it will make people crazy. I've already got the title.
Let's do it. Come on.
Right? Sure, it's for the kids. It's the term that makes me nuts. Whenever I hear somebody say, well, you know, it's all about the kids, I know I'm about to get packed with BS. Because they're setting you up for you to believe that it's all... You know, we have these bond measures in California where they pass these bonds so you can build schools or maintain schools or what have you. And they always start it off, they show you the worst pictures of the world. It's for the kids, we have to, you know, they have to have safe places, they have to this, they have to that. And I got to tell you, it doesn't always work that way. And unless you're getting close to that dollar, for every dollar on the bond, unless you're getting close to that dollar really benefiting the kids, don't pull on my heartstrings. I'm not interested. I got no strings. I cut them all. You can't win. I cut all the heartstrings. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I love it. You guys, the pictures that you send out, you bring my attention, too. You know, in California, we have these windmill farms. Big, I mean, I'll be real fast on this one. Big windmill farms, right? Because that's the next greatest thing. Got to have windmill farms, solar panels. That does it all. When you see the amount of dead birds around the windmill farms, where's PETA when you need them? Joe Mancini in your house. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump promised he would release his tax returns after he was audited, but House Democrats say they aren't waiting anymore. House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal has formally asked the IRS for 6 years of Mr. Trump's personal and business returns. Neal decided to take the step of writing to the IRS asking for the 6 years of returns. He cited the fact that the IRS had a policy of auditing the tax returns of all sitting presidents and vice presidents. But, he said, little is known about the effectiveness of this program. The president was asked about it at the White House.
I guess when you have a name, you're audited. But until such time as I'm not under audit, I would not be inclined to do that.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen recently told Congress he doesn't believe the president is being audited. This is USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, you know, part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. No, really, seriously. You got to get involved in the conversation. Get involved with other people. Get an understanding. Yeah, because people, you guys come at these issues differently. You come at these issues from a different way, a different viewpoint. And it really does, it makes all the difference in the world. Because you might be hitting something hard, when in reality, if you simply hit it a little from a different perspective, it would be, you know, you'd get through to someone. I don't know, just suggesting. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I started to do this right. I didn't finish it because I went off on that whole charter school thing. Hundreds of fired-up parents tell legislators, don't mess with my kids. You know, these California legislators, they're spending more time on sex education, more time on gender studies than how about just math, English, history, science. How about we become a real school district or education system to deal with across the country? Stephanie Yates got all choked up standing out in a cheering crowd of over 500 signs holding moms and dads who traveled from all over the state to stand with her on the steps of the state capitol last Thursday. Stephanie got real with the crowd and admitted that she used to be so shy and fearful she could hardly introduce herself, but explaining her transformation, Stephanie gave credit to her creator. God will give you the courage for what you need to do to protect your children, she said. After seeing the graphic moral sex gender identity lessons the public schools were teaching children, she decided, I don't care if they think I'm crazy, I'm getting involved. And you know what? I'm with you. I'm 100% on board with you. And I'm in the education system. The education system should not be teaching our kids moral values. They should not be teaching, and you know, some of you trolls to the left that are up in my area that are listening to me, I don't care. Spread it. Put it on the paper. You're going to find out to more people who believe like I do than you do in your little world, okay? Here's how it works. I'll tell my kid what's right when it comes to marriage. I'll tell my kid what's right when it comes to sexual orientation, whatever you call it. It'd be nice if you could get the math, English and history right. And even in history, I'm skeptical as to whether you can get it right. Because remember, you know, some people don't realize this. The state dictates, in California anyway, state dictates what the education, what the curriculum is going to be, and then sends it down. And all we do is rubber stamp it, yay or nay. That's a big part of what we do. But if you think for a second that your kids are being taught something incorrectly, being taught wrongly, whatever, open your mouth. Get the facts. Head out there. I've seen the sex ed pictures. It's disgusting. Make me blush. But they think they're okay. These loons in Sacramento think it's okay for elementary school kids. And you know what happens when you call them on the carpet? They get belligerent. Well, I got elected. I know what I'm doing. No, you don't. Just because you got elected to a seat doesn't mean you actually know what you're doing in areas. I got elected to a school board. I don't know everything there is about education, and I don't pretend to. Stephanie started to take action one step at a time. A little less than a year ago, she created a Facebook group at her husband's suggestion, and more and more and more and more and more parents joined her. And the second education lessons have become worse and worse and worse. You know, I'm telling you, what you should do, if you really want to make a difference, what you should do is show up at one of those board meetings, and for the 2 minutes they give you, they give you 2 minutes to speak, read something out of the book. See how they like it. See if it makes them blush. See how many parents stay in the room while you're reading it. I'm telling you, it's the way to do it. If it bothers you, if it makes you squirm, it embarrasses you, how dare you teach it to my fifth grader or sixth grader? As more and more parents joined in sex education lessons and school board meeting videos were posted for parents to see, the Facebook group started growing and then doubled and then tripled in size. And now, after holding two rallies at the state capitol and a sex education sit-out with over 40 participating school districts, the Information Parents of California Facebook group has grown to almost 15,000 members. But despite all their efforts, California's education bureaucracy and its elected leaders are in large part still ignoring them. But the fallacy is you actually think that they care. They don't care. You're just a parent. You have no clue what your kid needs. Look at the rest of the legislators in California. Look at the majority. I won't say all, but look at the majority of them, no matter what side of the aisle they're on, if you would. But frankly, 85% of them are Democrats. They're not going to listen to you. They don't care what you think. They're not interested in what you've got to say. They're going to say it's just that you're ignorant. You haven't been informed. Well, here's how much information I have. Some of you are going to get uncomfortable. I don't need, and they're in there. I'd put the pictures up, but I'm not going to do that to you. I don't need you to show my kid illustrations on two men having sex or two women having sex or a man and a woman having sex. Little boys and little girls pleasuring themselves. That's not your job. It is not your job to teach my kids. I'll teach them that stuff. I'll let them learn at the level I want them to learn at when I want them to learn. You don't have that right. Public school was never meant. The public school system was never meant for you to teach moral values or sex education, for that matter. We've allowed that to happen. That's our fault. We've allowed that to happen. We've allowed them to take over. Shame on us. Like this woman here who finally got excited, decided to push back. Where are you? Why aren't you doing the same thing? And they don't like when you sit out, my friend. Let me tell you what, they lose money. The school districts lose money when the kids aren't in school. The Department of Education, hear this loud and clear, Aileen said. The parents of California will not submit their children to this kind of indoctrination. You will not listen to us. We will pull our kids from your schools. And this is the other part, I think, of why the attack on schools like charter schools. Because they don't have to teach this. They don't have to go down these roads. The next few months, informed parents in California plan to implement Operation Suspend Reenrollment. Parents will be encouraged to send letters telling school district officials not to expect their children for the next school year. One group of political leaders who have shown their support for these parents is the California Senate Republicans. The Senate Republican communication team videotaped the entire rally, interviewed speakers afterwards, and put together promotional videos of the two senators who spoke at the rally. Senate Caucus Chair Brian Jones and Mike Morrell. I know a few other Republican senators that should have been there. Senator Jones addressed parents at the informed parents at California Capitol rally. He said, "I don't want the government to dictate to my wife and I how we raise our kids. Of all the things I am, I'm the husband of a fired up mama. Let me tell you what, that's a problem. If you mess with my wife's kids, you're going to have one heck of a battle on your hands. State Board of Education is attacking our liberty with these disgusting, unintellectual proposals, and they are unintellectual. Why to... there's nobody who has the guts to do it. Why? Somebody on the left needs to write me an email or call 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Why in God's creation do I need you to teach my children or show my children how to commit sex acts or do sex acts? Right? Male-on-male sex, female-on-female sex. What next? Seriously. You start showing two males on one female? Help me understand. Senator Morrell also spoke telling parents to look at the example of Winston Churchill for inspiration. Never, 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 in nothing great or small, larger, or petty, never give in. Maybe that's my problem. I never get to the last never. You know, as California goes, so goes the nation. I don't know if you guys understand it, that the school books that are made, that are created, that are printed, the bigger states like Texas and California kind of dictate what goes through the rest of the country. You let California get away with this, what they're calling the California Healthy Youth Act, which is a joke. You're going to see it rolled out throughout the country. Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
No, you don't. So, Mr. Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, this has been going on for a while. I don't know when you parents, some of you parents, are going to get off your butts. Go down to your local school districts. Go down to your school boards. Make sure that and check all what your kids are learning. I mean, I've talked to parents who go, yeah, you know, sex education, it's okay. I can work on an after effect. You cannot get these pictures out of your head. I guarantee you money, you can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Call and tell me why I'm wrong, why this is bad, or why this is okay. Some of you parents say it's okay. What are you afraid to talk to your kids about sex? You do not want a public entity teaching your kids about sex, morality, and religion. It's just amazing. And they call the bill the Healthy California Healthy Youth Act. Now, most people read that and think about this. Most people read that and go, okay, well, I want my kids to be healthy. Young kids should be healthy. We should teach them how to be healthy. Not what it is. State's comprehensive sex education law, SB 673, would require any sex education lesson for elementary school kids, right, must be put online for parents to see.
Yeah, okay.
It also requires elementary kids to get a signature from parents to participate. Currently, the law only requires the school to provide an opt-out for sex education lessons, right? So, in other words, if you don't get the notice and you don't opt out, your kid gets to see it. Now, the problem is that the teachers, and I've been in these classes when they do it, and I don't like it, but the teachers will say, well, you don't want to opt out your kid because then he gets ostracized by the other kids and they make fun of him, and that shouldn't be it. They should, no. Matter of fact, those teachers should be pushing the other kids not to make fun of anybody. That everybody's at different places in their lives. And I still don't understand how elementary school teachers and or parents, you want the school teaching your kids about sex, sexual positions, and that kind of thing. You don't believe, I've got the pictures in the book. I'm not putting them up on the show. Maybe I'll put them up on the website later, but I ain't putting them up on the show. Friend of the show, I've known her for years, Kira Davis. She's a political commentator and a writer. She says, what was bothering me the most about the struggle is how the good, honest, hardworking, taxpaying parents have been painted as somewhat hateful. Somehow on the fringe. We just want a seat at the table. All we want is transparency. Oh, there's that transparency word. Right. I understand there are many different points of view on many different issues, but there are some things that just belong in home. There are some things that belong in school, and a conversation about sex and sexuality beyond the biological, the biology of it. It still belongs in the house. The parents are the ones that should be teaching this. Kira understands that it's a busy, it's going to be a heavy lift. Because they don't care. No, seriously. This isn't an entrenched bureaucracy. This is definitely a David versus Goliath kind of thing. You parents are going to have to make it so uncomfortable for them. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to get out there and you're going to have to work the precincts to replace some of these people to show them you're coming after them next. They don't believe you do it. You know why? The reason they don't believe you do it is because you've never done it before. California, we have fallen so far from what education is supposed to be. Our kids are not getting correct education. They're getting an agenda, an indoctrination. I want to challenge you today, especially Hispanic parents. If you think you're involved, get even more involved. Tell your friends. Open their eyes. Show them what's going on. Our children are ours. God gave them to us. They don't belong to the government. I agree with that. We have to start. Stop sticking everything on the government. Stop thinking that they're going to take care of it, that it's okay. Right? I mean, this is Samuel Figueroa, a 10-year-old kid, fifth grader. He's showing pictures. This is what they're teaching us. This is what they're teaching kids like me. You can be whatever you want, a boy, a girl, or both, or sometimes something else. Or even nothing. I know I'm created. I know. See, and they will make fun of this kid because he believes in God. We need to fight for it. Look at, we need to fight for these kids. You need to fight for these kids. You know how you fight for these kids? A couple of ways. One is you start electing people to office, especially local school boards that are on the same page as you, to believe the same way you do. You need to pay attention. And then when you're done filling up the school boards, then you need to make sure your state legislators are on the same page you are. I'm so tired of hearing about Republican versus Democrat. There are weenie Republicans that won't stand up for these kids. But sorry, there's many more weenie Democrats that won't stand up for the kids. And then when I ask some of my Democrat friends who think they're so into politics, they don't know this stuff is coming down the pike. These children, they're being distorted by the school system, by the education system. When are you going to take it back? When are you people going to get off your butts, get off the couches, and take it back? There were people at the rally that grew up under communism. They said that we're here to tell you this is what it looks like. This is where it's heading. In order for a government to pass this kind of philosophy on sexuality, it rests on the foundation of meaninglessness. Kids are being told to have meaningless sex, but they aren't told the consequences of those decisions. I mean, think about it. They are telling kids, you do what feels good. You do what comes natural. Right? I mean, you look at some of the stuff. You know, we're getting reports and statistics that children are talking more about suicide than any generation in the past. Why do you think that is? You think that's because we're squelching their ability to decide what gender they want to be? No, sorry. It's because you've taken every bit of foundation away from them. There's no more mommy and daddy, no more male, female. There are no absolutes in their life. If they talk about God or believe in God, you make fun of them. If their parents are Republicans or conservatives, you make fun of them. Until the parents decide to actually start to take charge, this isn't going to stop. One of the people at the event said, I'm talking on behalf of all teachers. We've been waiting for you. You are the power. We are the tool. We need your support. Right? They can't. Look at. The teachers need your help. The school boards, the administration, they do not like a room full of parents at the board meeting. In my school district, the writer says, in my school district, we are the tool. You need to support us. In my school district, the LGBT activists celebrate that they took away father-daughter night. Isn't that terrible? So the ones that do want to celebrate father-daughter night don't get to do it. Why? I have two daughters. I have two sons. You don't have a right to take that away from me. I'll do it on my own. You know what I would do? I would do it on my own. I would get all those fathers and daughters together. I'd meet out in front of the school just to drive them nuts. And I would do a father-daughter night anyway. If you think that your teachers are free, they're not. They're scared, too. They're wondering how in the world they can face you and not lose their jobs. We need you to be fearless. We need you teachers to step up. We need you teachers to get with the parents. Let them know what's going on. That comes from Lisa Disbrow. She's a California public school teacher. After the rally concluded, parents walked about several blocks down the street to testify before the California Department of Education. It doesn't do any good. Where you put the pressure on is at the local level. Put it on big. This disappointed board was holding a hearing on revised version of the K-12 health curriculum framework, a 1,000-page document to guide health curriculum over the next decade. Over 200 parents lined up to give testimony against the new plans. They don't want what's in there. They don't want to see those pictures. They don't want to see those illustrations. I don't either. It's so wrong on so many levels. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, when we come back, we'll do our college campus crazies. Because there's a lot going on campus this day. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on we all need to deal with, really. Because your kids are graduating through this, then they get to college, and all the craziness gets reinforced. Right? Oh, and in California, we got so much good stuff going on. We got so much good, crazy stuff going on. You know, this new immigration that the illegals going to school for free. For all intents and purposes, they'll be going to school for free because your tax dollars are paying for them to go. But guess who signed that bill into law? Guess who pushed that bill? That's right, the Clintonians did. By the way, has anybody seen their tour? Was that supposed to be like a big kickoff, but I must have missed something. I must have missed a big fizzle or something. Joman Senior Host, always a pleasure. If you got to go, you can catch us online, therealside.com. If not, we'll be back in a little bit. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour.